and Jehovah your God will drive these nations before you, little by little. You will not be able to finish them at once, so that the wild beasts of the field do not increase against you. Today, I thank you for allowing me to enter your house and reach you in this beautiful morning. Thank you for allowing me to enter your house. Today, I want to assure you that I come as a friend. I approach you as a friend to bring you some advice from the Lord. Some of the things I have learned from God is that He takes His time to do everything. Things do not happen overnight. If there is someone from whom we can learn patience, it's from the Lord Himself. In 7 days, He created all things. Well, let's say in six. Why? The seventh day He rested. Every day God took His time, His space to do something beautiful. And then when everything ended, God saw that everything was beautiful. Beautiful. That's why when God begins to work on our lives, He takes His time. He takes His time to work on our heart. He takes His time to work in you. It's important that we learn to wait patiently in what God has determined to do and what He said is going to happen. Little by little, God is working. But that little by little does not mean that it will not happen. How quickly we fall as prisoners in the midst of pain or uncertainty. We fall prisoners of the impatience of fatigue, thinking that things are not going to happen. Have you analyzed your life these days? Your doubt has exiled you, and you have so many questions or questions in your mind. Will it be that God is going to do it? What will become of us tomorrow? Where is this all going to stop? We fill ourselves with impatience. We try to make the things and last forever. We have, and in the end, we will most likely end up frustrated and tired in greater pain because we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed with hopelessness, sadness, fatigue. We allow ourselves to be affected by what our eyes see. But today, I want to give you advice. God takes His time to do something expectational. There are things in life or situation that happen to us in which we will be pressured to make decisions. But I have learned in the Lord that the worst decisions are made in the moments of great stress or in the moments of great concern. When someone demands that you have to give an answer right away without giving you space to think or perhaps pray, why does it have to be at that very moment? I have learned that these are not opportunities that come from God. As I told you, my friend, God takes His time to do expectational things. He is the time. We have learned to wait with patience to observe the reward of knowing how to wait. The reward of patience is to see what we had to be waiting for, or to wait for what is going to happen. In Deuteronomy, in chapter 7, I am reading to you in verse 22. God gives the nations of Israel advice. They enter that place that God has promised for their lives, and they were waiting for the moment to enter and to act. It's like when you are waiting for something, right? And it will come, and you despair, and you say, I want it. But even in those moments, when we receive the answer, or the answer for God, even those moments, we also have to learn to enjoy every moment, every blessing that God gives us. We have to learn to enjoy waiting, to see God act, and we have to learn to enjoy when the response comes from the Lord. Have you ever learned to enjoy what you receive daily? I put it this way. A person who knows how to enjoy is a person who has learned to wait, who has been treating impatience. When you have what you are waiting for, you enjoy it to the fullest. But how impatient are you? We do not enjoy. We do not want to go one step at a time. But we immediately want to run and reach the goal without thinking about the process. without thinking about the small beginnings. Overnight, we want to achieve everything. I know people who started business, and in less than 6 months, they already want to buy a car, a house, and even have a scholarship. It's hard for us to wait. And ambition often takes us to the heart. Forgive my expression, to do stupid things and to do things that are outside of what God has done determined for each of us. But only while waiting, when we have our answer from God, so we enjoy every moment, every gift, every opportunity, every moment that the Father gives us. I know people do not have a spoonful of food in their mouth when they are already desperately thinking that they are going to eat in a few hours later. Yet, even in the moments life's simplest, we despair and we do not learn to enjoy. But I come back to tell you, and I remind you of this advice. God always takes his time. The people of Israel wanted to take it all, and God told them, I am going to give you every space on this earth. I promised you, but little by little in the midst of the process, you will understand, because it was necessary that you do not have everything overnight, because the moments of crying have been necessary, because the moments of keeping silence have been necessary, because the moments when you see nothing have been necessary, because in every moment that I have allowed you to live, God tells you, in every moment I have processed your life so that you can resist, so that you can have enough character to know how to live in this time and resist what is to come. Nothing that happens to a child of God is coincidence. God today is teaching you little by little. Value small beginnings. Do not accelerate. It's important to have vision, but remember that to develop the vision, processes are required. Remember to enjoy the process. Patience is required. Patience is the result of the test of faith. Yes, just like you heard, it's the test of our faith that produces patience. God said to the people of Israel, if I give you everything now, you have not measured the consequences. God had to take the people of Israel 40 years through the desert in order to make them see what 400 years of slavery had done to them. 400 years of slavery had been etched into their minds and hearts. And most likely, if the Lord gave them the land from one moment to the next, the blessing that I had for them, they were not going to enjoy it. They were going to let it loose. That's why the processes, my beloved friend, are necessary. Do not complain. Learn to see what you need to learn. One step at a time, little by little. Do not accelerate. Perhaps you are already thinking about tomorrow, and as soon as today is done, stop for a moment. Be grateful. Look at what your wife, your husband, look at what your friends, look at your family that God has given you. Delivered. Stop starting what you cannot reach. Stop being busy for the moment where you need to occupy yourself. Enjoy today. Enjoy the hour. Thank God because you could open your eyes, because while there is life, there is hope, and there will always be a new opportunity from God for you. Do you know what would have happened if God had given everything from one moment to the other? One, they would not have valued it. Two, they would have made that promised land a past in the present, because although they were physically free, in their minds, they were still living in Egypt. I hope to make myself be understood as I speak to you. I hope that God will speak to your life and you will make you understand. Now, after 40 years, they came to that place and God began to give them part by part, little by little, what he had promised them. God takes his time. Don't despair today. God is talking and taking his time with you. Now, maybe you say, Pastor, but how much longer? He knows how long. He did not appear to Abraham and said to him, I'm going to give you a son. When he arrived, he was 20 years old. The word of faith came at 90, at 99. He could have had children. Not only did he have Isaac, he had more children. My beloved, God is working, but learn to be patient. He knows what to do with you and in your life. He is taking the time necessary to make you a wonderful work. Do not despair, because while there is light, there is hope. Today I come to give you this advice and tell you calmly, little by little, enjoy today's food, because he already has pastured places so that tomorrow you can rest and be sustained. God is in control. Are you waiting for an answer? Little by little, are you waiting for a job? Do you think the Lord does the rest? But remember, one of the greatest attributes is patience. Do not despair to make decisions that require time to pass and not wait. God is a patient God, and in patience, he is working with you. But in the end, remember that you will see the best, because he takes his time to do wonderful things. Prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you for your fidelity. Thank you for your love. And thank you because today you remind us of the importance, Lord, of learning to walk confidently, of learning to walk with patience, of knowing, Lord, that you are already working, that little by little we will be able to see what you have promised us. Today I pray for each person in this beautiful dawning tomorrow that is clarifying. Lord, help us to be patient and to wait for that faith that you have given us for this time. It is to remain confident, to learn to have faith in each project, in each dream that you have put there. Help us to get the best out of each process and to understand with patience, little by little, you are working in our lives. Help us, Lord, not to give in and not to throw in the towel, thinking that we are not going to change, or that this is not going to change. You already operating. You already working in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. This is a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. I want to invite you to connect with us through our devotional YouTube channel, Just In Time. Subscribe. And if you want to follow him on the networks like Facebook, you can find him as Pastor Elias HC. On Instagram, you can also follow him as Pastor Elias HC. He sends you a big hug and encourages you to remember today, little by little.